Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Dear faithful, during the Advent, we hear in the Masses about Saint John the Baptist. This herald of Christ's coming prepared the way for the faithful adherers of God's promises to receive their Messiahs. The testimony which Saint John gave about Christ is very striking. He testified that the coming Messiah was much higher and greater than himself. Saint John also testified that this Christ had to be God himself, for if Christ could baptize with the Holy Ghost and had the right to judge and condemn, he must be God. This is a call to penance as a preparation for the coming of our King. Because if the one whom we wait to arrive is God himself, how well must we be prepared to receive him? The greater the ruler, the greater the care is to be to smooth his path when he arrives. There is a huge difference between the power and might of the world, which the pagans search after, and the power and might of God, whom Christians wait. The world, which seeks glory for itself, paves the way for its own destruction, while a Christian who seeks the glory of God paves the way for him, that is God, by doing penance and preaching the gospel, the priests by word and the faithful by their example. Dear faithful, history of mankind is full of lessons and they should not be forgotten. So I'll tell you an example of the deceitfulness of the power or of the deceitfulness of the might power of the world. Today is the anniversary of the fallen Romanian president Nicolae Ceausescu. In the Eastern European country, Romania, the 1980s had been the most repressive decade during the communist regime of this country. At that time, the government became increasingly anti-religious, and this meant that any living monument or building which reminded the people of their traditions, past, and especially of religion, had to be razed to the ground or at least hidden from public sight. This was, of course, the case for churches, which carried a lot of symbolism for the deeply religious Romanian people. So, to prepare the way for their own goals, the government started to demolish the churches one by one, along with entire neighborhoods of old houses, in order to make room for apartment blocks. For example, in December, exactly 30 years ago, the president of Romania destroyed the Bacaresti monastery and its huge conjoined church. A French traveler had once mentioned that this church was the most beautiful in the Eastern world. And in 1848, this beautiful monastery had been turned into a prison, and there this president of Romania also was imprisoned when he was a young agitator. So then, upon a working visit 30 years ago, he and his pack visited the site for the first time, and probably remembering the time when he had been imprisoned there, ordered the church to be raised off the ground, and the main court of justice in the capital called Bucharest to be built there. as several architects and historians rightly opposed that raising the church to prepare the way for ugly government building would be a huge loss to both culture and spiritual inheritance of Romania. The communists had the church steeples demolished in December 30th without any official record. During 10 years from 1979 and 1989, hundreds of thousands of people were moved from their houses. A total of 22 churches were destroyed, translated, or mutilated. A fifth of Bucharest's old area was completely destroyed. All this to prepare the way for the great and powerful government. A simple working visit of a president could mean the raising of an entire quarter and the raise of useless as huge as possible and as square and gray as possible buildings, disregarding of the implications these actions would have on the community. But suddenly, on this day, 25 years ago, the reign of this president came to an end. He who had paved his way to communism by destroying churches was chased away from Bucharest like an animal, escaped by helicopter under the death threat from his own citizens, fled the police in the countryside like a bank robber, and was finally shot against the wall like a lowliest murderer. It happened to him truly like Prophet Isaiah had written about the fall of Lucifer. Hell beneath is troubled to meet thy coming. It hath raised up the giants for thee. All shall answer and say to thee, thou also art wounded, even as we, made like unto us. Thy pride is drawn down to hell, thy carcass is fallen. Under thee shall the moth be strawed, and the worms shall be thy covering. Dear faithful, this the true story of happenings in history are a truly vivid reminder how useless is the attempt of the world to pave a road for its own glory. On the other hand, the church is also like a builder, and Christians are truly like Saint John's voice in the desert. But we do not arouse the attention to ourselves or for all the goodness which man might do, but we arouse the attention of the world to Christ. Our dear Messiah is much higher than any building or skyscraper which man might ever build. But do you think that anyone would go out in the desert to see us if we would happen to live there? No, we, our efforts in building God's kingdom on earth raise hardly any attention at all. But that kingdom which we serve, that cannot be seen by men, because we prepare the souls which are invisible, the souls in the service of Christ Messiah. And you who are parents or who are teachers, you are truly making some work which is everlasting by taking care of your children and build them to be a good citizens here on earth and also great saints in the future in heaven. I found recently a beautiful poem which compares the two builders, one of this world and the one who raises a child in this way. A builder builded a temple. He wrought it with grace and skill. Pillars and stairs and arches, all fashioned to work his will. Men said as they saw its beauty, it shall never know decay. Great is thy skill, O builder, thy fame shall endure for age. A teacher builded a temple with loving and infinite care, planning each arc with patience, laying each stone with prayer. None praised her unceasing efforts, none knew of her wondrous plan, for the temple the teacher builded was unseen by the eyes of man. Gone is the builder's temple, crumbled into the dust. Low lies each stately pillar, food for consuming rust. But the temple the teacher builded will last while the ages roll, for that beautiful unseen temple was a child's immortal soul. Dear faithful, 25 years ago, no one would have believed in what seemed to be the mighty Red Empire in the East would fall, but it did, and nowadays there is nothing left of remind of that. But we who build our Christ's kingdom and who make our best, although humble, effort to remind the world who is the true king of the universe and world, we are builders of this heavenly kingdom, and all the citizens of this kingdom will see their own heavenly kingdom finally win, and this the true home of all saints. This home shall never fall or crumble away, but it will have no end, and the bliss enjoyed by its citizens, that will be everlasting bliss and joy. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.